Hello, this is Jeff Riddle from Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. This is an audio version of a book review that I have written. The book under review is Pastoral Theology, Volume 1, The Man of God, His Calling and Godly Life by Albert N. Martin, published by Trinity Pulpit Press in 2018, and also Pastoral Theology, Volume 2, The Man of God, His Preaching and Teaching Labors, also by Albert N. Martin, also published by Trinity Pulpit Press in 2018. My written review of these two books first appeared in the Midwestern Journal of Theology, Volume 20, Number 1, in 2021, and it's found there on pages 124 to 128. Here now is the review. Albert N. Martin, born in 1934, retired in 2008 after serving for some 46 years as a pastor at Trinity Baptist Church in Montville, New Jersey. He is generally recognized as one of the so-called founding fathers of the modern Reformed Baptist movement in America. Over the years, Martin exerted significant influence in various ways among his fellow Calvinistic confessional Baptists. One way was through his dynamic preaching ministry. Long before the internet, cassette tapes of Martin's sermons went viral as they were widely shared, reviewed, treasured, and then passed on to other eager listeners. Another way was in his ministry of giving counsel to other men in ministry or those who aspired to enter the ministry. Yet another channel of influence was his establishment of the Montville Ministerial Academy, which existed from 1976 to 1998, where many future Reformed Baptist pastors were trained for service in the churches. The Pastoral Theology series represents Martin's magnum opus, completed in his retirement and based on his lectures on pastoral theology delivered over the years at the Ministerial Academy and in ministry conferences. The first two volumes were released in 2018, and a projected third volume, titled The Man of God, His Evangelizing, Shepherding, and Counseling Labors, will complete the trilogy. These volumes are massive and rich in content. This review will provide a brief overview of the first two volumes and then offer some analysis and assessment of them as a whole. Volume 1. As the title indicates, the first volume focuses on the call and life of the minister. It is prefaced by a commemorative and historically valuable biographical sketch of Martin by John Ruther, found on Roman numerals 21 through 56. Unit 1 examines the call to ministry, found on pages 1 through 223. Here the man who aspires to the ministry will find a treasure trove of information to aid in his discernment. Martin is careful to stress that his goal is not to address merely a call to preach, but a call to, quote, the pastoral office, end quote, page 3. He addresses not only the aspiration to this office, but also the requisite qualifications of Christian character and experience, as well as the requisite mental, spiritual, and leadership gifts. These include the so-called gift of utterance, which begins with, quote, a natural, acquired, and cultivated ability to speak so as to secure the listening ear of the average person, end quote, and ends with, quote, a special endowment of the Holy Spirit, end quote, page 148. This unit closes by noting that, quote, sober self-assessment, end quote, must also be accompanied by, quote, external confirmation, end quote, from a church to constitute, quote, a valid call, end quote, page 195. It is the church, then, that must recognize a man and ordain him to the pastoral office. Unit 2 addresses the life of the minister as a man of God, found on pages 225 to 436. This unit begins with the so-called fundamental assertion that, quote, sustained effectiveness in pastoral ministry is generally realized in proportion to the health and vigor of the pastor in his relationship to God, the church, himself, the management of his time and manifold responsibilities, and his family, end quote, resting on a fundamental axiom that, quote, a sustained effectiveness in pastoral ministry will generally be realized in direct proportion to the health and vigor of the redeemed humanity of the man of God, end quote, page 227. The remainder of the unit is a sustained exposition of each aspect of this assertion as it rests on this axiom. Of the many highlights, one might note Martin's holistic emphasis not only on the pastor's spiritual standing and intellectual abilities, but also the physical and emotional equipment necessary for the fulfillment of this calling. See especially pages 303 to 332. Volume 2. The second volume focuses on the preaching and teaching labors of the pastor. It is a manual on homiletics, including three units, following the two units in Volume 1. Unit 3 is found on pages 1 to 210, and it addresses various issues related to the content and form of the sermon under seven various axioms, addressing issues like the form and structure of the sermon, the use of illustrations, and the length of the sermon. This unit closes with a helpful discussion weighing the pros and cons of the use of a manuscript in preaching. Unit 4, found on pages 211 to 439, continues the discussion of the sermon's form and content, beginning with an overview of three basic categories of sermons. They are the topical expository, the textual expository, and the consecutive expository. It then revisits each category and provides thoughts on building the introduction, body, and conclusion for each type of message. Unit 5, found on pages 441 to 626, discusses the act of preaching, that is, sermon delivery, including the pastor's emotional constitution, his voice, and physical actions. We will move on now to some analysis and some assessment. These volumes constitute a substantial contribution to the discipline of practical theology. Younger ministers often desire to learn from the counsel and experience of older men in the ministry. They crave mentors and models, but these are not always immediately available. This series gives to such men, in written form, access to the invaluable insights of a mature and careful pastor who labored for decades as a pastor. Martin is known, perhaps above all, as a highly effective preacher. The second volume constitutes a master class in homiletics, from which all pastors will profit, even if they do not agree with every one of the author's practices or convictions. These works are brimming with practical suggestions and memorable insights, too numerous to mention, that will aid and stimulate the pastor as he reflects upon his calling and hones his craft. Let me sample just a few of these. In Volume 1, Martin suggests that the minister memorize the Westminster Catechism early in his ministry, page 287. He provides an overview of eight categories of balanced pastoral reading, including devotional, theological, biographical, church history, pastoral and homiletical, polemical, contemporary, and secular reading. See pages 292 to 299. He urges the saying of "I love you" to more than spouse or relative on page 345, and he admonishes the development of a structured schedule on page 406. Here, too, are but a few gems from Volume 2. Preaching is, quote, an unconsciously imitative spiritual art, end quote, page 78. Sermon application is, quote, the highway from the head to the heart, end quote, page 85. Quote, if you want to say it well, write it out first, end quote, page 181. The sermon introduction is the, quote, John the Baptist, end quote, of the sermon. See page 286. Younger men should avoid taking up a sermon series through Romans or Deuteronomy, page 370. Quote, excessive use of illustrations can shrink the spiritual stomachs of our people, causing them to desire ear-tickling anecdotes, clever and striking analogies, and shorter sermons that do not demand serious mental and spiritual concentration, end quote, page 378. Beware the 30-year-old seminary professor, page 382. Do not make your sermons, quote, a quotation factory, end quote, And, quote, injudicious quoting of others is wearisome, end quote, pages 386 to 387. Quote, be yourself, your emotional self, end quote, page 401. Quote, when we say finally, we should then end the sermon, end quote, page 415. Quote, never is the Holy Spirit more in control than when we control ourselves, end quote, page 486. Ministers are often most vulnerable to temptation on Mondays, see page 538. Every preacher's three greatest instruments are his head, his heart, and his voice, see page 553. Martin notes at the outset that he was urged by others to put his popular lecture notes into written form. A team of editors worked with the author to complete the project. The result is this handsome three-volume resource for pastoral ministry that will benefit for years to come not only Reformed Baptists, but also those in wider Protestant, Evangelical, and Reformed circles. The author draws often from prominent men of the past who have written on the ministry and frequently shares long, extended quotations from their works. These include the works of men like Bunyan, Owen, Spurgeon, and Ryle, among others. In some ways, these volumes constitute an anthology of classic evangelical literature on practical theology. Though the writing is most often engaging and aphoristic, some might complain at points that it is repetitive, especially the sections on the form and structure of the three categories of sermons in Volume 2, and reflects the so-called filling out of Martin's lecture outlines. One might also add, though appreciative of Martin's use of classic Protestant, Orthodox, and Evangelical authors, the resources are primarily drawn from the 18th and 19th centuries. Few voices are heard from the shared Christian tradition before the Reformation or from contemporary Christian thought. Still, this is perhaps fitting in reflecting the ministerial models, the so-called masters of the inner life, as he calls them in Volume 1, page 281, most especially the Puritans, upon whom Martin effectively patterned his ministry. These volumes are, in the end, to be highly commended. They will undoubtedly prove spiritually profitable, both to those contemplating the call to ministry and to those already engaged in pastoral labors. Here ends the review. You can receive audiobook reviews and book notes like this one, Word Magazine podcasts, and sermons by subscribing to Christ Reformed Baptist Church's sermon audio feed on iTunes by searching for Christ Reformed Baptist Church. For video material, you can subscribe to the Word Magazine channel on YouTube.com. You can also find written book reviews, book notes, and articles like this one on my blog at jeffriddle.net.